out of love. And we don't know how it ends. Do we, when no one's ashamed and we're free? Truly, truly, let's pretend we're not in love. We'll say we're not in love. Let's pretend we're not in love. We'll say we're not in love. Don't find out more than you want to know. If you're lonely and the world is aflame, and the day puts a cloud in your way, what can you say when you run away? Let's pretend we're not afraid. We'll say we're not afraid. Let's pretend we're not afraid. We'll say we're not afraid. We'll say we're not in love. We'll say we're not in love. Should never admit we're in love.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 591. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the Reds, Pinks, and Purples. The song I played was called Let's Pretend We're Not in Love, and that's on the new album Summer at Land's End, which just came out last week, February 4th, on Slumberland Records. That's the project of Glenn Donaldson, based out of San Francisco. This new album is fantastic. Just pick it up. You don't need to hear anything more from me. It's right on the heels of his last album, which was very good. And it's been followed by a couple of brand new songs, which may be his best ones yet. Just digital-only Bandcamp stuff for now. So pick up everything you can find from him. It's going to be worth your time. I've got an interesting podcast. It's going to get noisier and noisier as we get towards the end. Let's start things off here with something from 1980. This is Scars with Love Song.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. Just helping you fulfill your minimum daily requirement of post-punk there. We just heard from Cable Ties from Melbourne, Australia. The song I played was called Not My Story. It's on the band's album Far Enough, which came out back in 2020 on Merge Records. I missed it then, but I picked it up now, and I'm loving it. Before that, we heard from Gustav with the song Best Behavior, one for the good girls there. That's on the Audio Drag for Ego Slobs album. Came out last fall, October of 2021, on Royal Mountain Records. That band is based out of Brooklyn. Really like that album, too. And then we started things off there with a track by Scars. That song is called Love Song, originally a single from 1980, though I picked that up on a new compilation called The Sun Shines Here, The Roots of Indie Pop, 1980 to 1984, that Cherry Red put out last fall, October of last fall. I don't know much about that band from Edinburgh, but I like them. I guess I should tell you how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's go. We've got more loud stuff coming. This is Vile with Vodka Lemonade.
Friends, but I helplessly I stumble around my woods when I'm not trying to effortlessly. And maybe it's because I love the people I keep up around me, keep me when I am down. Or maybe it's because when I'm at parties, all I can think about is what time I can go back home. Like I'm never taken seriously when I speak. I feel like when I speak, all you can think about is what you can see. And maybe it's because all of the times when I cried in front of you when I was feeling blue. Or maybe it's because when I'm at parties, all I can think about is what time I can go back home. That I could be better at making friends, but I helplessly I stumble around my woods when I'm not trying to effortlessly. And maybe it's because I love the people I keep up around me, kick me when I am down. Or maybe it's because when I'm at parties, all I can think about is what time I can go back home. Keep up around me, kick me when I am down. Or maybe it's because we know
Man sounds so good. That's 100% rock and roll right there. That is Ravagers from Baltimore, Maryland. The song is called Shake the Reaper. It's on the new album Badlands, which came out last week, February 4th, on Spaghetti Town Records, one of my favorite labels. That band is, heading on the road real soon. I know they've got a date in Kansas City coming in March, and I cannot wait for that one. Just a very solid record, and that band looks like a lot of fun. Before that, we heard from Vio from Minneapolis. Played the song Vodka Lemonade off the band's album Loudmouth, which came out last summer, July of 2021, on Get Better Records. I played their earlier kind of self-released, maybe EP, maybe album, I forget which, when that came out a couple years ago, and I thought it had a lot of promise. This album definitely delivers on that. There's some really good songs on here, and I've enjoyed that record a lot. Anyway, I guess I'm out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 591. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media network like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Some interesting things coming up there. Fast Eddie and the Whiffs on the 7th at Union Library. On the 8th, Devotchka is at Record Bar. On the 12th, Hair Sonics are playing at the Replay. The 15th, Erasure is at the Uptown. On the 18th, Other Americans at the Mod Gallery. On the 19th, Flooding is playing Farewell. I haven't been out there, but that place looks like it's legit now. They've even got licenses. On the 19th, Lucy Dacus is also at Liberty Hall, and Bruce Dickinson is doing his spoken word thing at the Uptown. Beach House is the Midland on the 22nd. Ghost is playing Cable Dahmer Arena on the 23rd. That TV Priest show that was supposed to be at the Bottleneck on the 23rd, and I guess it's still happening, but TV Priest aren't on it anymore. They've had to drop. The 24th, Thelma and the Sleaze at the Minibar. 25th, Slash is playing the Midland. 26th, Nan and the One Night Stands playing at the Merritt. And into March, we've got Frog Pond coming to the Bottleneck. Parquet Courts coming to Liberty Hall. Sheer Mag coming to the Uptown. Pears coming to Minibar. All sorts of things happening in March. But let's not push things too fast, too far right now. All right. Nothing new on the website. I don't think there's any new photos or video out there. A couple of shows have been canceled on me, and also I've just been lazy. It's been cold. All right. One track left for you here. I'm going to play one by Abhorria, a band from Los Angeles, California. They just put a new self-titled album on Prosthetic Records that came out last week, February 4th. It's a black metal, or maybe a little black in death. It kind of gets a little chaotic at times. So I told you it was going to keep getting louder. Well, this is the apex of it. Some delightful black metal for you. The song I play is called False Idols. I'm really enjoying this song. Really enjoying a couple of tracks on this album. You might like it too. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.